Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Izzy Escobar, and this is my most requested live Ask Me Anything chat. My new song, Hate to Be the One, is out now, and thank you so much to Romeo and iHeartRadio for having me on the show tonight. I had so many favorite artists growing up, but that's because my dad was actually a DJ when I was a kid, and so we had everything playing in the house from, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, top hits, and I was also a classical violinist as a kid, and so I would play violin, and we always had classical music in the house. I would love to collaborate with many people, but I think at the moment I'm going through a Dua Lipa, Lady Gaga, T-Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, and then John Mayer and Ed Sheeran phase. Hate to Be the One came together with my dear friend Diane Warren, which is still very crazy to call her a friend now because I grew up really looking up to her. And it was for the TV show Hacks. And I'll never forget the day that she played the song for me for the first time. We were at her studio in LA. And the second that I heard the two piano chords in the beginning of the song, I was like, what is this? Whoa, I need to sing this. And then I sang it and cut it at her studio. And then I got a call that, you know, it was for the TV show Hacks, which was the icing on the cake. So to hear how this all came together with Diane was a dream. Will I be doing any live shows? Yes. But I also just finished my first ever headline tour for my recent EP, Sunny in London, which was incredible. It was my first time touring, and we got to go to Europe, and we went to London and Paris and Germany, and I had never been to Germany, so that was incredible. And we also did the US. So I definitely am excited for where this next live performance aspect is going to take me. My summer has been amazing. You know, I was on tour for most of the summer, but this latter half, I'm actually working on finishing up my debut album. So it's been a lot of really immersing myself in the creative world, going to places that inspire me, really studying films and visuals that I have always loved, and really just finally delving myself into the world of the album. Do I have a nice set of wheels? In New York City, my wheels are the subway or an Uber. Sometimes I'm bad.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
If my music could be a part of any movie soundtrack, I'm going to have to say the Bond movies. I've always wanted a song in Bond. And in terms of shows, I don't know, this year has been super exciting. I've gotten to see, you know, my song in Devil Wears Prada, which was a dream. I got to see one of my songs in a new Amazon series Every Year After and Hacks. So I'm just really excited. I think music, film, and TV, and to be at the intersection of that as someone who writes very visually is extremely exciting, and I love doing it. Will I ever record a Christmas song? Well, I guess you will have to wait and see. Wink. How's everyone in my family doing? I should probably give them a call after this interview. But everyone is good. I feel very, very grateful that, you know, my family has always been extremely supportive and really instilled the mindset that with hard work and a love for something, you can really, you know, achieve all of your dreams. So I feel very, very grateful for that life lesson they instilled in me. And thanks to them, I feel extremely grateful to pursue music and what I love to do. My favorite t-shirt to wear. Okay, I have to think about this. I have a giant UCLA theater, film, and television shirt that I got that was like an XL men's, and it's my favorite thing to just throw on and sleep in. So I'm usually in that, and I've had it for like 6 years now. What do I do to warm up my voice? Great question. I have a warm-up audio from Eric Vitro, who I've been taking voice lessons with. And I realized the importance of it, you know, like when you're on the road and you have to get sleep and eat well and exercise, and the voice is a muscle as well. And so I think it's super important to remember to warm up, especially some of the songs I sing are very intense from a vocal standpoint and breath standpoint. So I do my little audio recording that I have pre-recorded in the green room about like an hour before. How old was I when I wrote a song for the first time? This one makes you think. I think I was like 4 or 5. I've always been writing. I've never known anything else, and I just ran.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, I love this question. If I was in a lip sync battle, what song would I choose? I would probably choose something Mariah Carey. I would probably choose Always Be My Baby. Yeah, that's a good one. What's my dream house, dream vacation, dream car? Okay, let's break this down. Dream house, I'm going to go with a New York City townhouse. And then separate house in Italy, if we're doing an actual house. So we have apartment in New York, house in Italy. I've always wanted to go to India and Egypt. I feel like it wouldn't be a vacation per se, but I would definitely, I love to go somewhere and learn about the history. I have kind of a hard time just like chilling out and relaxing. So if I'm going somewhere, I'm learning about the history and culture. And then dream car, chocolate brown Porsche 911. Last vacation I went on was my dear boyfriend surprised me with a trip to Miami to see the Cape Verde Argentina game for the World Cup. So that was amazing. It was so adorable. He didn't tell me anything about where we were going and he blindfolded me in the airport. And so I had no idea. He was like, I'm not telling you where we're going. You have to put on earplugs on the plane. And then when we got off, I started seeing everyone wearing Argentina jerseys and I was like, there's no way. So I just thought we went to Miami for fun and then we got in the Uber and he surprised me and took me to the game and it was the best experience ever. Good boyfriend. In what order would I rank these cereals? I'm gonna be so honest with you guys. I haven't had cereal in like 8 years, but I like coffee. So for breakfast, I usually just have a coffee. The best picture of myself I've ever seen. Oh my gosh, I mean, I'm going back to like my childhood photos. I feel like we all have really funny child pictures. And there's this one of me where my nickname as a kid was Hollywood. And for school picture day, you know how you could like go into the school picture forum and get a special background if you didn't like any of the backgrounds that they handed you on school picture day? Yeah, so I made my parents do that. And I found one with the Hollywood sign in the back. I was probably 10 years old. And I wore this giant white flower. And it's me in front of the Hollywood sign. And then years later, when I was 18 years old, I went to UCLA and I lived right under the Hollywood sign. So maybe baby me was manifesting. Anyone I went to high school with that I want to give a shout out to, they totally know who they are. I still have my core girlfriend group from high school and they are still some of my best friends in the whole world. So you know who you are. And I feel very grateful to, you know, have friendships that have lasted me like crazy over 12, 13 years. So I'm super grateful for those girls and they definitely keep me grounded. Did I eat hot dogs on July 4th? No, I'm vegan. Do I have childhood friends who come and visit me? Yes. One of my best friends from childhood, from high school, lives in the city and my friends from college come and visit me all the time. I'm trying to slowly convince each and every one of them to move to New York. So that's my current mission. Ooh, my DJ or rapper name? DJ Esco. Drop the mic. I think I text the most with a few people, but my friend Hannah is coming to mind and she creates these amazing TV and movie ideas and she will share with me her creativity all the time. And I'm just fascinated by how many movie ideas she's always having and we're going back and forth on it. And so we'll laugh about those sorts of things and just creative ideas that will come to our mind. think the emoji that I would use to describe myself is the mouse emoji or the squirrel emoji. I love animals. When I get some time off, well, first off, I don't. So that's exciting. And, you know, I think as an artist, you know, there's genuinely no time off in the sense where I think, breathe, and live my life in all musical terms. And that's my lens in which I view my life, and always getting inspiration for things. So no, there's no time off, and I wouldn't have it any other way. If my tour bus pulled up to a 7-Eleven, a few things that I would buy are, I'd like to get just like a basic pretzel, probably some salt and vinegar chips, water, coconut water, and something with caffeine. But I don't know if I want 7-Eleven coffee, so I'll go with a yerba mate. First concert I went to, I actually think was Hannah Montana, Jonas Brothers, the Best of Both Worlds concert. And guys, you have to understand that my dad and mom pulled up to a parking lot, and I thought that we were going to like, I think it was like a McDonald's parking lot or something, and I thought that we were going to get food, and I was excited, and it was late at night, and they were like, guess what? We're actually going to see Hannah Montana. And I freaked out. Like, you have to understand, like, I had the wigs. I loved Hannah Montana. I was always singing her songs. And then we pulled up to the concert, and my dad was like, do you want to rush the stage? And he hid me behind him, and we, like, ran straight towards the stage for the end of the Jonas Brothers concert, and that still is, like, one of my greatest memories. Also probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to. The coolest thing that I own is actually my dad has old vinyls, because my dad used to spin vinyls when he DJ'd, and so he has mini ones as well, specifically all of the Michael Jackson discography. So that is definitely one of the coolest things that I own besides my keyboard. Thank you again for watching my Ask Me Anything chat with Romeo and Most Requested Live, and my song Hate to Be the One is out now.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast! An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.